Tachar Bikor Perak Aleph Mishnah Yedalef Akainah Shloisha Yilana Betoshah Chaveru. Maybe because somebody who acquired three trees that are in his friend's property, he would bring Bikor for the first fruits of that tree, and he would also read the parasha of Arami Ovid of it. Now, even though somebody who owns trees in his friend's property and does not own any of the land would not bring Bikur, and he did not specify when he bought the tree that he's also buying some of the land. But the din is, somebody who buys three trees in his friend's property would automatically acquire also the land directly underneath and around the trees. So since he owns some of the land as well, even though the trees are in his friend's property, he would bring Bikur in and read the parsha. Rabbi Meir says, even somebody who acquires only two trees in his friend's property and does not specify that he's buying also land directly underneath and around the trees would bring Bikur from the first fruit of the tree and also read the parts of Arami Ovid Ovid. As according to Rabbi Meir, even when you buy only two trees, you automatically acquire some of the land, even though you did not specify. And since he owns some of the land, he could bring the Bikurim and read the parts of Arami Ovid Ovid. While the Tanakama holds that somebody who acquires only two trees in his friend's property and doesn't specify that he's buying the land is a suffix whether he automatically acquires some of the land. So therefore, even though me suffix he would bring Bikurim, like we had previously in this parent, but since it's a suffix, he cannot read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi, as if he did not acquire any of the land, then Bikurim would not be brought from the trees, since he doesn't own the land, only the trees. Now that it's a suffix, whether he acquired the land or not, he could bring the Bikurim, but he cannot read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. Kana Ilad Vikarko, maybe Vikor, somebody who buys only one tree in his friend's property, but he specifies that he's buying also some of the land directly underneath and around the tree. In such a case, everybody would hold he could bring the Bikurim and read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. And even though somebody who buys only one tree and does not specify that he's acquiring also the land, even according to Rabbi Meir, he would not acquire the land, only the tree. But in this case, that he specifies that he's also acquiring the land directly underneath and around the tree, since he owns the land, he could bring the Bikurim and also read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. Rabbi Yehuda Haimah Afdali Arisas of Hakira is Mevim Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda said, even sharecroppers and people that lease land will bring Bikurim from the first fruits of the land, and they also could read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. Now, even though a sharecropper is working on somebody else's field, he doesn't own the field, he just takes a percentage of the crop. And somebody who leases a field, even though he is taking all the crop for himself, but he doesn't own the land, he's giving a fixed amount every year to the owner of the land. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, since they're taking at least a percentage of the crop, they're considered owners of the land, and they could bring the Bikurim and also read the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. Tachas Bikurim Parabeis Mishnah Aleph HaTruma Rai Bikurim Chayav and Aleim Misa VeChaymish. Both Truma and Bikurim have the same din regarding Misa and Chaymish. A non-Kohen eats either Truma or Bikurim. If he does so, b'meis it is Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. If he does so, b'shogeg, he must pay the Kohen a Karen and a Chomer, the principal, plus an additional fifth. As Bikurim is called Truma in the Torah, as the Pasuk says, Trumas Yodcha, and Chazal teach us, Trumas Yodcha is referring to Bikurim. So we see that Bikurim is called Truma, and therefore it has a lot of the same dinim as Truma. The Nixvei Kohen, and both Truma and Bikurim is considered the property of the Kohen. Once the Kohen is given the Truma or the Bikurim, he can do whatever he wants with it. If he wants to sell it and buy with the proceeds servants or land or not kosher animals, he may do so. Trumor Bikurim that got mixed in with Chulin would be bottle in 1 in 100. If it's less than 1% of the mixture, it would be bottle, but otherwise it would not be bottle. Utuunim Rechita Yitain. Somebody who wants to touch Trumor Bikurim, he can only do so after he has washed his hands. The Herif Shemit. A Kohen that is Tame and wants to eat Truma or Bikurim. Once he immerses himself in the mikvah, he has to wait until nightfall after the immersion. Harielu b'Truma u'Bikurim, Masha'enkein b'Maiser. All these dinim mentioned in this Mishnah apply to Truma and Bikurim, but not to Maiser. Maiser Sheni has different dinim than Truma and Bikurim, and none of these dinim would apply to Maiser Sheni. There is no Chiyav Misa feeding Maiser Sheni, nor is there a Chiyav Chomesh. And Maaser Sheni is mutter to non-Kohanim, and Maaser Sheni is not considered your money. You can't sell it and buy with the proceeds land or non-kosher animals. And so too, Maaser Sheni would be bottle in less than 1 in 100. It would be bottle per row. The majority is not Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni would be bottle, even though the Maaser Sheni is much more than 1 in 100. And so too, you do not have to wash your hands before touching Maaser Sheni, And somebody who is coming wants to eat Mike Yershaney. Once he has immersed himself in the mikvah, he may eat the Mike Yershaney, even though he does not have Harishemesh. Even before nightfall, you can eat the Mike Yershaney once you have immersed yourself in the mikvah.